The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He's not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below, I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what is a serpent? Okay, let's see here. Yes.
A snake.
Very good. It's a snake. Do you like snakes?
No.
Yes.
No.
Does anyone have a pet snake? Nobody has a pet snake? Oh, so you guys have a pet snake? You have a pet snake? Is it fun to have a pet snake?
Yeah.
What do you do with the pet snake?
I feed it.
Okay. Do you take it like on walks?
No.
Okay. Not a good idea, right? Now, in the Bible, a snake represents something bad. And what we heard in the first story is about Moses and the people. He was taking them from Egypt to Israel a long way. Have you been on a trip with your parents, like in a car, driving long distance, and you get like impatient, and you start saying, "Are we there yet?" So you know how the people felt. And it was a desert, you know, trip, so they were hot, there wasn't much food that they liked, so they started complaining to God. And they said, "Why, God, did you do this to us?" So because they were disobedient to God and didn't trust that God wanted them on this trip, although it's difficult, but it's so they can get to a better land where it's not a desert and there's a lot of water and food, they complained about God and they didn't trust him. And that's what the serpent or the snake represents. Those bad things that we do in the Bible, they're represented like a snake. So what are some of the examples that we think that we do here that are not good things, that show we don't trust God? Can you think of some examples?
Killing people.
Okay, killing people, right? God tells us killing people is not good. And sometimes when those who kill people, they're disobeying God. Let's get somebody here. Mistreating people.
Robbing people's houses.
Robbing people's houses. Very good. You guys know a lot of examples. You? Yeah. No?
Not paying for food at the store.
Very good. Not paying for food at the store. These are kind of like snakes, because in a way they hurt us, although we think they're good for us, right? So for example, if you steal something from the store, you don't pay for it, you think, "Oh, I'm gonna enjoy this, you know, candy bar." But if you get caught, you might go to prison, to jail. So you might think it's good, but really it hurts us, just like when the snake bites the person, it's hurting them. And that's why God wanted the people to look at that snake on the pole, the metal snake, not a real snake, so they can recognize the things they're doing wrong. If we want to change ourselves, the first thing we have to recognize what we're doing that's not good, right? If we don't know what we're doing that's not good, how we can get better. But when Jesus got on the cross, Jesus tells us what the good things that we should be doing. So when you look at Jesus at the cross, like we have here back there, what does it represent? What does that tell us about the good things we should be doing?
It shows us that God wants us to be happy, but he can't help us if we don't do the right things.
Very good. It reminds us that God wants us to do the right things, but we have to listen to God to do what God wants us to do. What's some good things Jesus wants us to do?
Pray to God,
spend time with God, right? Very good. What else?
Following God's rules and not being mean to one another.
Very good. Following God's rules, not being mean to one another. What else? Let's get some.
Treat people fairly.
Treat people fairly.
Give money to the poor.
Give money to the poor. All of these are the good things that when we look at Jesus at the cross, we remember that's what he wants us to do because that's what he did. But the most important thing is that Jesus always did what God the Father wanted him to do. Even when God the Father asked him to die on the cross, Jesus said yes because he trusts his Father. Just like all of you trust your parents, you trust your teachers, you trust the adults in your life. Because Jesus loves us. And that's why when we look at Jesus on the cross, it's not something for us to be scared of, but to remind us what we need to do that Jesus taught us by his example. We need to listen to God, we need to love one another, and also we need to forgive one another. So while the serpent on the pole reminds us of the bad things we do, Jesus reminds us of the good things that we should do so that one day we can be with him. So where is Jesus now?
He's God.
He's God, but where is he? Yeah.
I forgot. Heaven.
Very good. He's in heaven. Jesus did not just remain on the cross, right? Because he obeyed God the Father brought him back to life, to heaven. And if we do the same thing that Jesus taught us, then also when we get old and die, God will take us up to heaven to live with him forever. So as we prepare to celebrate Easter, we're reminded that by being obedient to God the Father, loving God and loving our neighbors, as Jesus taught us, we also too one day will be in heaven with God.